but some sort of a political movement which would represent the views of the government itself, which has to do with its own race. Meanwhile, it's not a great deal of great preparations going forward
for a ceasefire.
The government itself, the bureaucracy, has been restructuring itself, reorienting a number of its activities aimed at a ceasefire situation. So it may well be that he now has enough time to get himself mentally and attitudinally adjusted when it won't bring it off. That's speculation. Thank you.
they do, if they agree. What we consider to be the minimum conditions for us. The real point is, how do we get them to say yes? And we try to, you can't get them to be doing this. Gave us the fullest measure of support, of course, being our father.
fact that we're doing it, it's gonna be messy.
All this would argue, of course, that if reason does not sit, the owner's not correct. So, all this would argue that you would go on.
Yes.
Exactly.
Maybe Western Region, try to project itself against the Eastern background, makes it so logical.
Yeah.
Nothing else seems to have always. He gets everything, he gets all his cake, so, kind of, play based upon December 18th and following, cannot believe, at least not have the same kinds of doubts which were ascribed to him, that in fact, after the deal was made with.
Looking at it at its worst part, true, everything we fought for 10 years, lost and so forth. Also, God only helps those who help themselves, the nation, the city, save themselves. So the United States, for 10 years, has done everything, we have done absolutely everything to help save this country. We went on May 8th, we signed the election, we went again on December 8th, just before the inauguration. And then, we still have a pretty viable position in the world. In other words, the December 18th exercise came a little bit. But really, the earnest money, if I see it, for demonstrating that the United States stands by its commitment, but we can't stand by it. But we have an absolutely unreasonable subject to support it, right?
That's right. But I add that December 18th also, I would think, had it been back to vote for it, so any doubt that we meant business, that you fully intended to enforce the terms of such agreement. Strength of that response in December 18th, once we eliminate any of those types of remarks. That's a very important key to both of them, as they look down the road. If that was something, one part we had something that suggested to her that she felt this country, said that she would say, well, the president, the American people, sure, believe in me, they would do this. But the trouble is, it's different to be mad now when the situation is not tame than it is many months later when the situation is developed over time and then something happens and the decision has to be made for a different problem. It seems to me, if it was feeling that way, that had an effect upon this thinking. Whether to enter into this ceasefire arrangement. There is disadvantages for it, there are some, there's no doubt of that, as he sees it. And disadvantages are far less for him than they are on the other side.
We'll talk to
you. If
they really lost, they won't.
There's no question. And they've now lost a game, the work of 2 years, or 3 years. They've lost all that again. If they had a doubt on that score, it seems to me the response to the doubt is something. We have a very small influence on it, but it's certainly, in the circumstances, it would be the worst time for you to do that. Immediately before the business, immediately before the Congress comes back, immediately before the inauguration. A very difficult time to be for that kind of decision to make. In fact, you may want to dispel this notion that it existed because of any importance to it. But you need a sign.
it loses that. Last year, you just have a choice. If I were making a choice, I wouldn't see any choice. And I would be building, the case to prove what a good job I had done in bringing things along to a point where I know exactly what he went wrong.
It's a
that's the tragedy of Vietnam. The tragedy of Vietnam is that, in America, it's the passage of an act is a great power, but it's small words. And it's a great word. That's what it serves. Not a way to cure my they just might stick their chest out and say that all the
very different, really, from what Martin said on Sunday. Slight variation away from the phrase, but essentially the same message.
Why do you think they not brought the technical law?
Well, I think it's just to break the pressure and stuff, you know. To put back on us that we are not meeting. But they never said that they were breaking up. They simply said, postpone to another day.
She went to technical law.
That's what they said in this press statement. Therefore, it is necessary that we postpone the response to another day. They say what day? Or just postpone. Never broke up. So they're putting the pressure on us to stop the body to resume the talks. Since we've already put the pressure on them about the conditions under which we do this, it seems to me they get some propaganda advantage, but if they move the conditions we set, then let them have the propaganda advantage for their conviction.
Got it.